goat, mm-hmm. a horse, mm-hmm. a cow, mm-hmm. a bull, mm-hmm. oh boy, a sheep. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I can't even look any others.
Would you ever have a, you might have things like horses, and ever have something like a horse that you plow with, not a horse?
A pony, a mule.
Yeah, a mule. If you have two mules, you have a special name for two of them like that. Or would you ever call them a pair of mules? Or, is that not, that's something most of the rural folks, I guess, would use.
Right.
You mentioned cow, a little one before, but when
cows.
It's first one. Mm-hmm. And, let's see. What would you call them, the male horse? You mentioned bull as a male cow.
Would you put it right
here? The stallion, maybe?
Stallion, yeah.
Is there any special term that women would use that maybe men wouldn't use
for horse?
For the male horse? And let's see. If you had a two, more than one horse, you would have two
horses.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know how to ride, you might say, I have never a horse. Mm-hmm. And or if you had ridden one, you might say, yeah, yesterday I
rode
mm-hmm, the horse. Yeah. And you'd say, I really do like to
ride. Mm-hmm.
And if you couldn't say on, if you couldn't stay on, you might say, yeah, yesterday I fell
off
mm-hmm, the horse, yeah. And say for a little child, see, when he goes to sleep, he's in the bed, and when in the next morning he wakes up on the floor, he must say, during the night, I did what?
Fell.
Mm-hmm. Fell where?
On the floor.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about horses, the things that you put on the horse's feet are called?
Horseshoes.
Mm-hmm, horseshoes. Did you ever play a game which you pitch those?
Yeah, horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on too would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you had more than one of those, you'd have two.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you know what the male sheep would be called?
One is called a ewe, isn't it?
Yes, female.
Right.
Good, I didn't ask you about that one. That's one I would have known.
Oh, boy.
Mm. You ever heard him call the ram?
The ram. Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh.
And the stuff that the sheep have on their backs is called...
Wool.
Mm-hmm. And what about the male hog? You have a name for him? Female. That's female. You're like me, you have a silly background.
Right.
You ever heard him call a boar?
Boar, right. I started to say boar.
And if you didn't...
And I kept saying boa constrictor mm-hmm. when I said that, that's a snake.
if you had a pig and didn't want him to... If you had a male pig and you didn't want him to grow up, into a hog, what could you do? What would you do to him?
I don't know.
You ever see him altered or that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a male that's been altered, you know what he would be called?
Uh-oh.
Ever heard the term barra? Barra, ever heard the term barra? Definitely a farmer's term.
Right.
What about the things that grow on the hog's back? You know those, what those things would be called? They're stiff hairs.
Bristles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now the elephant has these big long things that come out.
Mm-hmm.